Hometown Radio, FM 95.3 is WKLM Millersburg. If you're new to our station, welcome. This is a Hometown Christmas.
Your hometown station.
The following is a special presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. It is time now for high school basketball from Highland. Here's Jake Seidel.
Good evening from the Reese Center here in Berlin. It's time for IBC South Boys basketball as the Highland Hawks get set to host the Sandy Valley Cardinals. We'll talk with head coach Mark Schlavel coming up next on the pregame show.
Get financial solutions when you need it from Dave Schlabel Financial Services. After winning six state championships as a head basketball coach, Dave Schlabel knows that planning, preparation, and hard work can lead to success. And the same can be applied to your financial future. Whether you are a young adult, individual, family, or a business, Dave Schlabel Financial Services will establish financial goals and income protection. Contact Dave Schlabel Financial Services at 893-1900, located at 4585 State Route 39, Millersburg. Securities offered through ON Equity Sales Company, member FINRA SIPC.
Call Berlin Heating and Cooling, your Rheem Pro partner, and you know you're calling the very best. Berlin Heating and Cooling services and installs Rheem and all types of furnaces and air conditioning equipment. Berlin Heating and Cooling, they're your local team you can trust. Call them today at 330-893-3057. That's 330-893-3057.
Give your home the protection it deserves with Cedar Max Super Polymer Insulated Siding from MRV Siding Supply. Cedar Max by Provia delivers outstanding performance inside and out, all in a variety of beautiful colors. Backed by a lifetime limited warranty, Cedar Max keeps your home looking great for years to come. Stop by MRV Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Millersburg or MRVsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRV Siding Supply.
Get ready, Holmes County. The end-of-year Super Duty sale is on at Village Motors in Millersburg. This is Deke Miller, and if your business needs a workhorse by the end of the year, now's the time to act. We've got an incredible selection of Ford Super Duty trucks built to haul, tow, and take on the toughest jobs. Check out the full lineup online at VillageMotorsInc.com and score big with year-end tax savings before December 31st. Don't wait. Get your Super Duty now at Village Motors on Worcester Road in Millersburg or online at VillageMotorsInc.com. Village Motors, built for business, ready for work.
Looking to sharpen your skills or learn something new? Buckeye Career Center offers part-time adult education classes designed to help you grow without a long-term commitment. Explore hands-on courses like automotive engine repair, basic assembly modeling, estate planning basics, nail technician, forklift training, plumbing, and our welding short course. Whether you're boosting your skills for work or picking up a practical new hobby, Buckeye Career Center has a class for you. Enroll today by calling 330-339-2288 or learn more at BuckeyeCareerCenter.org.
My name is Dr. Richard Mulcahy. I have 30 years' experience as being a chiropractor. My specialty is spinal decompression therapy. Right now, for the next month, I'm offering a free consultation and examination for anyone who's interested in seeing if I can help them. I'm also offering a $37 visit, which would be a consultation and examination and trial treatment of decompression therapy. You can take advantage of that offer. Just call 330-741-0779. 330-741-0779. 330-741-0779.
Before the Tip is brought to you by Home Siding Contractors.
At Home Siding Contractors, our mission is to give homeowners a quality product, whether it's our vinyl siding or our energy-efficient replacement windows and doors. Home Siding Contractors is ready to turn your home into one of your biggest energy-saving assets. You'll notice the difference as your home will stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Call 888-725-6619 for a in-home estimate or find all of our products at homesiding.com.
Home Siding Contractors, Home Siding, Home Siding Contractors.
Jake Sotto here with Hawks head coach Mark Schlabel. And coach, you started off this season against two very, very strong opponents and then came back to got two wins in the conference. You got Sandy Valley in here tonight. What have you seen from your team through this kind of different opening four games?
Yeah, we knew we were going to have some, you know, big challenges early on. And, you know, our guys, you know, we felt like we probably should have won the John Glenn game. And even in Ignatius, we left a lot of points out on the floor. And so it's good to see us come out with and play hungry and motivated in our next two games. So hopefully we can stay motivated here tonight.
And we talked about it before the season started. This might be one of those toughest schedules Highland's ever played. How much does having a schedule like that prepare you for when you're getting ready to make those runs?
Yeah, we believe in it. You know, we want to be ready come tournament time. We try not to get too hung up on wins and losses during the regular season. We want to win every game, but we don't lose our minds when we lose one. So we know it's a tough schedule, which is why nights like tonight, we've got to really be focused and locked in and you know, come out and do the things that we need to do.
You've got Sandy Valley tonight at home. Sandy Valley, it seems like every year, they're one of those wild card teams. You're never exactly sure what to expect from them on any given night.
You hit the nail on the head with that one. They can look like $1 million 1 minute and then, you know, not so good the next. And they've got five really good starters. They're not very deep. They don't have a great bench. And so I think that's one of the reasons they've been a little inconsistent here at the beginning of the year. But they're a dangerous team. They can score, and they have great size. They're one of the biggest teams in the league. So we're going to have to really rebound the basketball tonight.
What else do you want to see out of your team tonight?
Well, our pressure. We've got to try to make this a full-court pressure game, try to wear them out. I think we're a little deeper than they are. And, yeah, if we can control the paint and pressure them, I think that gives us the best chance to win.
Well, Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck tonight.
All right, thank you.
Stay tuned. More to come on the pregame show here on WKLM.
Before the Tip has been brought to you by Home Siding Contractors.
During this timeout, we at Dr. Brad Welsh and Associates want to thank our patients for the past 30 years for being part of our dental family. Dr. Welsh, Dr. Bostic not only provide routine dental procedures, they also offer advanced dental care, including braces, clear aligners, root canals, wisdom teeth removal, implants, and emergency care. New patients are always welcome. To schedule an appointment, please call us at 330-674-4876 or visit us online at drbradwelsh.com.
When searching for the perfect insurance to both fit your needs and budget, you want to deal with someone you know and trust. Hi, I'm Keith Troyer at Hobbins Insurance. Born and raised in Holmes County, I have been a teacher and a coach in the area my whole adult life. I am now an agent for Hobbins Insurance in Millersburg. I want to be your insurance coach, and at Hobbins Insurance, we have many avenues to assure you the best cost available. From auto to home to farm to business, we can take care of your needs at a price that can fit your budget. Call me at 330-674-9091 or visit HobbinsInsurance.com.
If you can see your breath, it's time for winter tires. Bridgestone Blizzak and Firestone winter tires are specially designed to give you better grip and more control in winter's worst weather conditions. So don't let the cold, hard pavement, slush, snow, or ice keep you from where you need to go. Drive with confidence this winter with innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone winter tires for your car, truck, SUV, or minivan. Available at Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39 east of Millersburg.
With today's market instability, many homeowners are looking to upgrade their existing home rather than buy or build a new one. At Home Siding Contractors, we know choosing the many colors and styles of siding, replacement windows and doors can be overwhelming. At Home Siding Contractors, we can help make that decision easier. Durability, beauty, and low maintenance over time describes our products the best. Call Home Siding Contractors today at 888-725-6619 and let our professional staff help upgrade your home today.
For 125 years, the Kilbuck Savings Bank has been right here, helping neighbors build homes, grow businesses, and plan for the future. At the Kilbuck Savings Bank, our story isn't just about banking, it's about people. Generations of families who've trusted us to be there through every milestone, 125 years strong, and still putting our community first. Visit KilbuckBank.com or stop by your local branch today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Looking to bring more light into your home or close in that back porch? MRV Siding Supply has you covered. Now offering can-clad architectural cladding. Enjoy the beauty of wood without the upkeep. It's maintenance-free with a modern wood look that lasts. Plus, their bifold doors create stunning openings for your three-season room. MRV Siding Supply, your go-to in Middlesbrough, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com. And bring your space to life with can-clad.
Get your siding supplies from the Siding Guys. MRV Siding Supply.
Welcome back to the Reese Center. Jake Seidel, Troy Fritz with you. Michael Hammond's back at the ranch tonight, and we'll have some pictures coming to the Facebook page later, courtesy of Phoenix Price. Always great to have her down here as we wrap up the we will wrap up the week, not the basketball schedule for before Christmas yet, but Troy, this could be an interesting matchup we have tonight. This is a Sandy Valley team that over the last couple of years has seen some success. They just haven't had a lot of consistency so far this year.
Well, what we know about the IVC is you don't take anybody for granted on any given night, and Sandy Valley is definitely one of those teams, Jake.
As the freshman team for Highland playing the game before the varsity game today against Cambridge. Cambridge came from behind. They're up 49-45 with half a second left to play in this matchup. But we'll tell you a bit about these two squads. First, for Sandy Valley and the Cardinals, they come in a record of 1-5. Their lone win on the season, a 60-43 win over Ridgewood back on the 12th. Before that, losses to Minerva, Canton South, Newcomerstown, Carrollton, and most recently, Claymont. Highland on the other side, 2-2. A 47-43 loss at John Glenn, a 51-35 loss to St. Ignatius, and then a big 61-21 win over Garaway here at the Reese Center, and a 65-27 win against at Tuskegee Valley on the 16th. And we talked about it with Mark Schlabel. This is one of the more challenging schedules the Hawks will ever have in the non-conference. And they take lumps early on, a game that a lot of the Hawks thought they should have won against John Glenn, a perennial powerhouse in St. Igs.
Those early season games and a loss like that will pay dividends for Highland going down the stretch. And we know they don't shy away from a tough schedule on any given year. And you said it, Jake, this may be their most challenging non-conference schedule they put together in a long, long time.
We'll take another time out. We'll come back, continue setting up this matchup in this Battle of the Birds here on WKLM.
If you own an SUV or light truck, finding the perfect tire just got a whole lot easier. Let Holmes Tire Incorporated show you what the Yokohama Geolander HT Geo56 can do for your daily drive. Thanks to an advanced all-season compound and unique tread features, it is one of the longest-lasting light truck tires on the road. And not only is it built for exceptional all-weather handling, but it's also designed to provide an amazing, quiet, and comfortable ride. Call Holmes Tire Incorporated in Millersburg at 330-674-0025 or their other locations in West Salem 330-648-2401, Mount Vernon 740-392-1811, and Loudonville 419-408-3607.
Technology shouldn't slow you down. It should move you forward. Hi, this is Ryan Taggart with LogiVision Technologies, and we've been helping local businesses for over 12 years on US 62 in Winesburg, solving tech problems and making everyday operations easier. We know small business challenges because we've lived them, and we are here with custom IT solutions that just simply work. At LogiVision, it's people first for our clients and our team. That means service with integrity, professionalism, and real care. Call 330-234-5025 for your free consultation today. LogiVision Technologies. Local IT, real solutions, people first.
It's time to be thinking about those concrete projects. Call Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, offering ready mix concrete, precast blocks, and a variety of mason and concrete products. Call today for prices and delivery options of ready mix concrete at 674-0865 or sand and gravel at 674-8121. That's Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
Hey, why does Santa smell like the ocean?
Because he's shopping the Santa Seafood Sale at Rody's IGA.
Now through December 28th, dive into fresh select oysters for $19.98 a pound.
And a 2-pound pack of wild-caught walleye fillets for $26.98. That's a real good deal.
Grab imitation crab flakes, 16 ounces, for $3.98.
Or whole Norwegian salmon fillets, just $12.98 a pound.
Don't forget snow crab clusters, $12.98 a pound.
And Merino's crab cakes, only $1.99 each.
Merry Christmas from Rody's IGA.
If you are a small business owner in Holmes County and want to offer yourself and your employees a retirement plan, please call me, Rob Hovis, financial advisor at Millersburg Financial Services at 330-473-6025. I have more than 30 years of experience in helping investors in Holmes County and can help you select the right kind of small business retirement plan to save on taxes and offer an attractive benefit to your employees. Securities are held by LPL Financial, member SIPC.
Craving a mouth-watering slice of pizza? Look no further than Charm Pizza, where each pizza is crafted with the freshest ingredients in their exclusive secret sauce. Whether you're a classic pepperoni enthusiast, a lover of wings, or intrigued by their pizza of the month, they have a delightful option for everyone. Come out and visit them in the heart of Charm, where you can savor a mouth-watering, freshly made pizza exactly the way you like it. Dine in or carry out. You can give Charm Pizza a call to order at 330-893-7938.
Tis the season of joy and giving here at the Troy Miller Agency, a Wayne Insurance Group provider. As we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, we are reminded of the outpouring of love and compassion in our local community. We want to thank you and wish you a Merry Christmas from your working teams at the Troy Miller Agency, located in Shreve and Berlin.
Troy Miller Agency Insurance.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Welcome back to the Reese Center as we get set up for this one. Jake Seidel, Troy Fritz with you, Michael Hammond back at the ranch. As I'm trying to figure out where I put my papers here, Troy. I had them with, oh, there they are.
Well, Phoenix was hiding them from me.
Thank you, Phoenix. In this game, these games last year in the series, Highland won the first game at Sandy Valley 61-28, and in game number two they would win 59-23 over Sandy Valley here at home. In that game, Nick Wigton had 19 points to pace the way. He also had 15 in the first game against Sandy Valley. So far this season, the Hawks have been paced by a few different players. Alex Miller's had double digits once. Caleb Yoder's had double digits once. Caleb Mischler's had double digits twice. And Ryan Zerger has had double digits twice. He's leading the way in the average scoring with 10.3 points a game so far, Troy.
Zerger's a real deal. A 6'7 sophomore here for Highland. He has come on the scene here and made an immediate impact for these Highland team, Jake.
And that was kind of an area we were wondering what the Hawks were going to be like. You know, you lose Nick Wigton to graduation, who had been really your all-around player a season ago. But you bring him in, and he's not only able to score, he's adds a different look on this offense.
Well, he does a lot of things, not only in the offensive end, but he's a great defensive player. He defends the paint extremely well inside. He's a great rebounder. He was that missing link, as you said. We didn't know what Highland would have this year, but one thing you don't ever count Highland out, they're going to develop a basketball player somewhere.
So we take a look at the early area standings right now. Danville, 3-0 on the season, Troy. What's going on there?
Hey, the Blue Devils have found their rhythm down there, coming off that hot season in football. It's carried right into basketball. Go Blue Devils.
Central Christian right behind them. They're 4-1. Triways 3-2. West Holmes 2-3. Highland 2-2. Wayndale 1-2. Loudonville 1-3. And Garaway 0-5. In the IVC South, Claymont How about the Claymont Mustangs? 3-0 in the IBC, 5-0 overall, including a buzzer-beating win against Garaway earlier this season. Highland 2-0. Indian Valley 1-0. They're 2-0. Not much delay getting off of their football season either down in Janeda Hutton. Sandy Valley is 1-1. Tusky Valley is 1-2. Garaway 0-2. And Ridgewood 0-3. In the North Division, Malvern is 3-0, 5-1 overall. East Canton 1-0. Strasburg and Buckeye Trail both 2-1. Connaughton Valley is 1-3. New Cumberstown is 0-2, and TCC is 0-2. Take another timeout. We'll come back and speak more with Troy Fritz about tonight's matchup here on WKLM.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hirschberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Looking to upgrade the exterior of your home? Siding is indeed the best bang for your dollar. Hi, I'm Nevin Mast with Home Siding Contractors. We have the best siding on the market today, and the low maintenance aspect of our siding is what our customers enjoy the most. Provia Siding fits that bill exactly. No frequent painting or staining with wood siding. No routine sealing like stucco. Provia Siding lasts. Check out all we have to offer at our new and improved showroom east of Millersburg, and let our experienced sales team show you how affordable our products can be. Home Siding Contractors.
Give the gift this holiday season that provides peace of mind, protection, and security for your home and loved ones from extended power failures by installing Generac automatic home standby generator. Whether it's for your home, your parents, or your children, contact Millersburg Electric today for a free in-home assessment to identify the right Generac generator for your backup power needs. Power you control with peace of mind to combat possible winter storms from Millersburg Electric and Generac. Call today or visit MillersburgElectric.com.
Your home is where life happens. At Kime, we believe every room tells a story, and it's time to make yours unforgettable. If you've been thinking about a remodel or making updates to your home, we're here to help turn your vision into reality. Kime Home Center has everything you need to update your spaces, and our experts are here to help you every step of the way. Visit our home center in Charm, Ohio. Your dream home is closer than you think. It's your home, reimagined.
Get ready, Holmes County. The end-of-year Super Duty sale is on at Village Motors in Millersburg. This is Deke Miller, and if your business needs a workhorse by the end of the year, now's the time to act. We've got an incredible selection of Ford Super Duty trucks built to haul, tow, and take on the toughest jobs. Check out the full lineup online at VillageMotorsInc.com and score big with year-end tax savings before December 31st. Don't wait. Get your Super Duty now at Village Motors on Worcester Road in Millersburg or online at VillageMotorsInc.com. Village Motors, built for business, ready for work.
This Christmas Eve, celebrate the birth of our Savior with Northside Church. Bring the whole family to their 6 p.m. candlelight service this year at the Harvest Ridge Fairgrounds Expo Center. Expect joyful music, a message of hope, and an unforgettable Christmas experience. That's Northside Church, Christmas Eve at 6 p.m. at Harvest Ridge Fairgrounds. Don't miss it.
It's the kids from Deanna and Rocks here to remind you about all they offer.
They have mulch, gravel, rhinestones,
brick chips, black shale, and black granite,
natural and manufactured pavers and wall stones,
culvert and PVC pipes and fitting, and shale, which is great base material.
They keep their inventory stocked year-round and offer delivery on all products.
Stop in to see them or give them a call at 330-473-6020.
DNA Rocks!
MEB Systems, the area's flat roof specialist. MEB Systems also offers retrofit solutions for low-slope metal roofs. MEB Systems counts it as a privilege to serve our community and beyond with the highest level of customer service and top-notch workmanship. Let them not only learn your business, but also your trust. When it comes to your roof, trust your local experts who believe if it's a job worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MEB Systems, your flat roof specialist, at 330-852-4333 or visit them online at mbbsystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all local athletes the best success this year.
Jake Seidel, Troy Fritz with you, and Troy, as you hear the student section start to get loud right as I stop talking. We heard Coach Schlabaugh talk about this starting five, one of the biggest starting fives in the IVC, but he says that they're not as deep as Highland is, so it's going to be maybe a little more competitive right off the tip here.
Well, and that's a great point to set this ball game up. On one side, Sandy Valley, they don't go deep. They've got a great starting five here, but they get thin after that. On the other side of here for Highland, it's a stark contrast of that. Highland's got a strong starting five, and then we're going to look up 4 minutes into the game, Jake, and we're already going to change the line out at least one time. They'll go 10 deep on you, and it doesn't take him long to do that. He'll run a lot of fresh legs in and out of here. He gets a lot of nice matchups. He tries to mix things up and find that combination. And when Highland does that to you, that's a very tough bill to hoe there.
And you talk about it. It doesn't take long for him to get him in. Sometimes it almost seems like he's doing something on the fly, like hockey. Like, when did he get into the game? But he's, whoever it is, they're coming in and being impactful right away.
Well, it is. Like I said, you'll look up 4 minutes into the ball game here, and there'll be a whole different five on the floor out there, which means you're 10 deep that early into the ball game. And Highland has the ability to do that. And, you know, this is a very experienced Highland basketball team. They're going to put four seniors and a sophomore out there on the floor at one time. And, you know, it doesn't stop from there. When they come off the bench with a C.J. Yoder or a Luke Bodiger or a Christian Mullen, I mean, you're bringing in more size, more speed, kids that can play just like the starters do. So it doesn't matter what position you're in on this Highland team. You're going to contribute when you get on the floor.
Five Hawks have scored in double digits so far in the first four games of this season. Troy, if you had to pick one of them between Alex Miller, Caleb Yoder, Caleb Mishler, Ryan Zerger, or Grant Billy, which one would you choose for tonight?
Well, I think Caleb Mishler is the one. You talked about he's hit double digits now for the last two ball games, and, you know, Caleb's the guy they need to get on track shooting the basketball. He's got a great outside shot. When he gets hot, he can fill it up. And that's that element Highland's missing from maybe the Nick Wigton of last year, when, you know, Nick filled that role very well. So Caleb Mitchell's a very, very important part of what Highland does this year. But, you know, we talked about Ryan Zerger alone. When you have a 6'7 sophomore that does not play like a sophomore, that's a seasoned veteran out there, yeah, that's a big advantage for you.
We're getting set up for this one now between the Hawks and the Cardinals. We'll take a quick timeout and be back here on WKLM.
Call Berlin Heating and Cooling, your Rheem Pro partner, and you know you're calling the very best. Berlin Heating and Cooling services and installs Rheem and all types of furnaces and air conditioning equipment. Berlin Heating and Cooling, they're your local team you can trust. Call them today at 330-893-3057. That's 330-893-3057.
A great crowd on hand at the Reese Center for this one tonight, and it's set aside for our national anthem. Tonight's national anthem is brought to you by the Holmes County Veterans Service Center in Millersburg. Thank you.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee power tools, Wright tools, grade 5, grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Loading the kids in the car.
These starting lineups are brought to you by MRV Siding Supply. Just outside of Millersburg off of State Route 39. Get quality windows, doors, siding, and insulation at MRV Siding Supply. Now here's Troy Fritz with tonight's starting lineups.
Thank you very much, Jake. Here we go for Sandy Valley tonight. They'll start like this. A 5'8 junior guard wearing number 10 will be Natch Overly. A 6'2 junior forward number 11 is Caleb Dubner. A 5'10" sophomore guard number 14, Liam Fetty. And a sophomore guard in number 24, Thorne Stenger. And a junior guard in number 30, Branson Longs, your starting five for Sandy Valley tonight. On the other side for Highland, your home team on the scoreboard, they'll roll like this. Alex Miller, he's a 5'11 senior guard who wears number 15. A 6'1 senior guard wearing number 22 is Caleb Yoder. A 5'8 senior guard, number 23 is Ashton Schrock. In the middle, a 6'7 sophomore center, number 35, that's Ryan Zerger. And on the perimeter, a 6-foot senior guard, number 20, Caleb Mishler for the Highland Hawks.
The starting lineups have been brought to you by MRV Siding Supply, offering top-notch Provia products on County Road 624 in Millersburg. Give them a call at 800-524-7436 or visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com. Hawks in the home, white with the checkerboard pattern down the side, black numerals on the front and back. Sandy Valley looking like the Buckeyes out there in their red jerseys trimmed in white and gray. Gray numerals on the front and back with a gray stripe down the side. Highland attacking left to right over your radio dial. Sandy Valley going right to left. So we thank you for joining us tonight here on WKLM, WKLMFM.com, Stream 1. We're happy to have you with us. Zerger to take the jump here against Caleb Dubner. As our referee gives the final instructions, here's his whistle. The tip is up, and we are underway. Hawks win the tip as they get it. Dash and Schrock will bring it across midcourt. Schrock going to give it up to Zerger, who fakes giving it back. He moves right wing side. He's got Alex Miller driving in, kicking left wing side. Three ball on the way, and nothing but net from Mishler. On the left wing, it was wide open, and he took it. Here's Thorne Stenger across the timeline, going to give it up on the right wing side for Dubner. Dubner picks up his dribble, looking, going to go back up top now. Here's Long. Branson Long still looking. He's got a five count going. He'll get the dribble to not get his way out of it. Now picks up his dribble at the free throw line. Bounce pass inside, going to be taken away. Here comes Schrock the other way, going to kick a left wing side. Mishler for three again. No good. Rebound going to be brought in that time by... I don't have a number 44. Is that a 14?
Yeah, I saw the Fetty. Same thing you did.
It was Fetty on the rebound. I don't know why I thought 44 there, but we'll reset back up top. Here's Overly. Going to lob it inside for Long. He couldn't handle it, and he's going to get it inbounded, but it's going to find Mishler. Mishler across the timeline, gives it up for Schrock. Schrock, top of the key, now picks up his dribble, kicks it out. Mishler for three on the right wing, off the mark. Rebound. It went over top of the backboard. Doesn't have to hit anything on top of the backboard, but if it goes over the backboard, it is out of play. So a team rebound there for Sandy Valley. 3-0 the lead for the Hawks. 6.5 to play here, quarter number one. As Fetty brings it up court, he's being harassed in the backcourt here by Miller. His pass too strong, no tip, and that'll be the third Sandy Valley turnover in four offensive possessions.
This is what Highland's defense will do to you. They're forcing the tempo right now. Sandy Valley's not been able to find a rhythm in the half court yet.
Here's Miller with the basketball across the timeline, far side. Gets a screen, comes to the right side, kicks it out for Schrock. He'll drive in. Kicks it back out on the left wing side here for Yoder. He'll go back around the horn. Schrock thought about a three, now drives in. Misses the floater. Rebound going to be brought in that time by Thorne Stenger. Here's Long on the fast break. Might have gotten away with a shuffle of his feet there. Picks up his dribble, trying to bounce it inside here for Dubner. On the left block, through traffic. Shot blocked, but a foul going to be called there against Caleb Yoder.
Yeah, great ball fake there by Caleb Dubner. Got him up off his feet, went up and under, and drew the foul.
Just got him on the hand, and going to the line to shoot two will be Dubner. Looking to get the Cardinals their first points of the evening.
Dubner, their 6'2 presence inside. He's a junior forward.
Gets the ball for his first attempt. Puts it up and tickles the twine.
Knocked down that first one. Got him on the board.
Even with the barking of someone in the Highland student section.
I'll tell you what, they've showed up in force tonight, haven't they, Jake?
Well, it's winter break now, isn't it?
It is indeed.
We're going to have a lane violation here. If he misses it, he did. But it looks just like Alex Miller lost his balance there and came into the lane before the shot came off.
Yeah, he'll get another chance.
And that's something Mark Schlabel is not going to be happy about, giving them extra opportunities at the charity stripe.
And he's talking to his bench right now. There's always a teaching moment down there.
Second attempt is up. He'll make that one. So Dubner goes 2 of 2, technically 2 of 3, but one doesn't count. It's a 3-2 Hawks lead. Bring it up and across the timeline here is Alex Miller, the third different Hawk we've seen bring it up the floor so far tonight.
They're interchangeable.
He'll go left wing side. Here's Yoder back to the near side for Schrock. Schrock gives it up to Mishler. We'll reset back to the left wing side now for Yoder. Yoder back to Schrock, near side. Finds Mishler. Back to Schrock, top of the key, left wing side. Miller going to drive in on the baseline. Got it on the reverse layup.
Boy, you don't have to give him much space, and he is by you.
5-2, stretch pass down low. Miller going to get called. No! They're going to call a travel. I thought they were going to get him, or Miller, on the other side on the body. But the shooter didn't get his, or moved his feet. Going to get called for the walk. Schrock across the timeline now for Highland. Dribbles to the near side, gives it up top. Zerger, spin move, mossed it. But he'll be fouled, and they will say he was in the act of shooting. Ryan Zerger going to head to the line and shoot a pair.
Yeah, he hit the free throw line, did a reverse spin on the way to the basket. That was a good, strong move by the sophomore.
Wow. He'll get the ball for his first attempt. Puts it up and got it. Stay tuned tonight for High School Scoreboard on WKLM, brought to you on this Friday by Rohde's IGA. Michael Hammond reports on all the scores from all around the area all the way until midnight. Second attempt is up and good. Zerger 2 for 2, makes it a 7-2 Hawks lead. 5:09 to play, quarter number one. Dubner will bring this one across the timeline on the near side, working one-on-one here with Yoder. He wants to drive in, and he'll be fouled as he was trying to make his way past on the far side of the lane. He'll go and shoot two. We'll see who they give that foul to.
Yeah, Dubner had Caleb Yoder on his hip the whole way to the basket. I'm not sure he's going to get the foul. That was a great job by Dubner. He recognized the defense wasn't set, just continued to push him right to the basket, drew the foul.
Let's see here. They might be calling this on the floor. They will.
Yeah, they got Caleb Yoder on the block.
That'll be his second. I saw C.J. Yoder making his way from the bench. He'll come in. We'll also see Grant Billy check in for the Hawks. And they call that foul on the floor. So they get it logged in. They face it, fake it to Dubner, and taking it to the basket is Thorn Stenger for two. The first field goal for the Cardinals at 7-4. Schrock across the timeline, top of the key, finds Zerger. Zerger going to take a mid-range jumper from the left of the lane. Rebound knocked around, and it's going to go out of bounds. Last touched by the Cardinals. I believe that went off the hands of Fetty and out.
It did indeed. Highland's going to get a second chance opportunity here.
Here's Miller. Gets it inbounded up top there to Yoder. They'll reset to Schrock right side. He's going to take it in. Tried to dish it for Zerger. Zerger wasn't ready for it. He'll collect it. He wants to drive the baseline now. Turning around through contact. Hook shot no good, but a foul, and he'll shoot two.
Ashton Schrock's going to watch that on film and be so mad at himself. He was wide open for a layup and didn't realize it. Kicked that out to Zerger, but now Zerger's going to go to the free throw line.
Stenger's going to pick up his second, team's second of the game. At the line shooting two here is Ryan Zerger. Front end is up, and he'll make it. Not only is Zerger so good
in the paint. He can shoot free throws.
You just took the words out of my mouth. He's got a nice, smooth stroke, left-hander.
Second attempt, he's 2 for 2 on that trip. So just a note, maybe not the Hack-A-Shack guy.
Not the guy you want put on the line. The Hack-A-Shack? Not him.
Fetty has it near side, working one-on-one against Miller. Almost had a backcourt violation there. 5 second count going. It's almost taken away, but Long has it now. He wants to drive in. He's going to get called for the double dribble. I don't know if he caught that against his body or what happened, but
yeah.
He's going to get called for the double dribble. That is the fifth turnover on the Sandy Valley Cardinals.
Trapped it on his hip. That'll get you every time.
So Schrock has the ball in the backcourt. He'll bring it across midcourt. Moves left wing side for Zerger. Zerger back to Schrock on the near side. Schrock looking, finds Miller on that far side. Back to Zerger. He's just outside the left block, driving in through contact. Fadeaway shot high off the bank and in.
That was pretty.
Bank is open, Mr. Zerger. Under 4 to play here, quarter number 1. It's an 11-4 lead for the Highland Hawks. Across the timeline here is Stenger. Fakes the handoff, now picks up his dribble. 5 count going, and a timeout called before the pass, and lucky he did, because Alex Miller had that one picked off and was going to the hoop. We'll be back in 30 seconds on WKLM.
Do you have rental properties or are thinking of purchasing rental properties? Hello, this is Larry Hobron from Hobron's Insurance Service in Millersburg. If you need insurance coverage for your rental properties, give us a call. Ohio Mutual Insurance Group has very competitive rates with all the coverages you need. Call us at 330-674-9091 and we'll be happy to give you a quote.
11-4, the Hawks lead with 3:36 to play here, quarter number one. After the timeout from Sandy Valley that saved an Alex Miller at least layup, as Troy said during the break, maybe he was going to go dunk that one.
Out of Alex, nothing would surprise me. Henry Schlabel and Chris Chamola in off the bench for Highland.
Dubner's across the timeline, working one-on-one here with Billy. Now gives it back on the near side for Fetty. Fetty finds Long on the far side. Long picks up the dribble. He's at about 4. Now gets rid of it for Overly up top. Overly. Dribbling, almost had his pocket pick, now picks up his dribble and needs some help. He'll find Dubner. Dubner on the left side of the lane, going to kick it out, and let's see here, the ball is out of bounds, intended for Stenger on the near side, and that'll give the ball back to the Hawks on the sixth Sandy Valley turnover. It's one of our officials having a laugh with Mark Schlabel on the near side, who had to get out of the way of that ball as it was making its way to the Highland bench.
He can still move, too.
Schlabel going to give this one up for Yoder. He'll go left wing side now for Christian Mullett. Back on the near side for Schlabel, who tries a 3. No good. Rebound tipped in the air by Zerger. Long comes down with it, and he'll be fouled by Billy in the backcourt. That'll be his first, team's third.
It's going to allow Highland to set up a little full court pressure here.
That was another thing we heard Coach talk about in the pregame interview, is that he knew the Highland was going to have to play the full court game tonight.
Yeah, absolutely.
Stenger with the ball in the backcourt now, working one-on-one against Zerger. Stenger gets it across midcourt, going to kick it on to the right wing side for Fetty. Fetty inside for Dubner. Dubner on the block, looking to kick it near side. Finds Overly, who drives in off the backboard. Give him two. Just the second field goal tonight. Actually, just our fifth total field goal tonight from either team. Near side, driving in as Schlabel lays it up off the glass. No good. Rebound by Long. Fetty, instead of going for the fast break, waits reinforcements on the far side. Back up top for Thorne Stenger. Stenger, with 2 minutes to play here, quarter number one, dribbles onto the right wing, fakes the handoff, now needs some help. He does get rid of it to Fetty. Fetty thought about the fadeaway shot, now kicks it Overly up on the left wing side. Dubner has a high point, the pass on the near side just in front of the bench. Dubner on the 4 on the 5 count, almost lost the ball, gets it back, puts it up, and gives him 2.
Good job using the baseline as his friend.
1.5 to play here, quarter number 1. Driving in on the other side through contact, no good on the shot attempt there is Mullett. Zerger with the offensive board, his putback is good. 13-8 Highland.
Fetty in the backcourt picks up his dribble. He needs help. Pass is knocked away by Zerger. And that'll go out of bounds and allow the Hawks to get some substitutions in.
Well, I'll tell you what, with Ryan Zerger, not only does he play great on the offense, but he defends in the open floor extremely well for a 6'7 kid. My goodness. Quick feet.
Choose from a selection of stackable birthstone bracelets, engagement rings, and diamond bands to make Christmas unforgettable at the jewelry store, 97 West Jackson Street in Millersburg. Dubner with the ball in the backcourt, working one-on-one now with C.J. Yoder. Dubner across the timeline, driving onto that near side, finds Stenger. Stenger drives, spin on the block, throws it up through traffic, no good, rebound tipped, and eventually brought in here by Miller. Miller going to get rid of it for Zerger. He'll put it up off the glass and one.
Oh, my. I'll tell you what, when Alex Miller gets out in the open floor, he can do a lot of things with the basketball. He found Zerger on the block.
He's at 10, wants to make it 11. The foul called against Fetty. And he'll go to the line and shoot the bonus.
He's having himself a first quarter.
And a substitution. We're going to see Stenger check out, and Long will check back in. And I think Stenger might be getting a break because he tried to wrap up Miller on the other end of the court as the free throw is good. And didn't get called for the foul as Miller was trying to get past.
Yeah. 5 for 5 for Zerger from the free throw line. 3 of 4 from the floor. He's got 11 points. Wow.
Under a minute to play here. Corner number one. Inbounded to Dubner in the backcourt. He's working one-on-one here with C.J. Yoder once again. Almost lost the ball. Gets past Yoder and across the timeline on the near side. Bounce pass inside to Declan Stenger, who has to kick it back out to Long. Long spins, wants to drive down to the baseline with 35 seconds left. Resets, picks up his dribble, needs some help. And finally, a 5 count will be called. It'll be Highland basketball.
Reagan Shetler getting the defensive work done down there. 6'3 senior forward, giving him some quality minutes.
30 seconds to play here, quarter number one. 16-8 the Highland lead. The ball inbounded as Alex Miller will bring this one up and across the timeline. Going to kick it back to the right wing side now. Gets it back. Miller driving in through contact. He'll be fouled underneath. It was not a shooting foul, and you can call it against Overly, who bodied him up as he was trying to get to the block.
Yeah, Alex Miller does a great job. When he knows he's got a defender on a hip, he pretty much does what he wants with that person.
To the near side for Yoder. He'll give it up for Mishler. Mishler left wing side for Schrock. Truck looking, finds Miller for three. Off the back iron, no good. Rebound brought in by Overly. Overly across the timeline. 5 seconds now, 4 seconds. Has it poked away. Here's Miller with a second. Gets the shot off. No good at the buzzer. But he had a chance for that long shot to end the quarter. After one, it's a Highland 8-point lead. 16-8. We'll be back on WKLM.
At Pomeranian Hospital, you're not just a number, you're their neighbor. From family care and women's health to more than 1,400 surgeries they perform each year, Pomeranian brings reliable local health care to patients across Holmes, Tuscross, Coshocton, and Ashland counties. Whether it's a routine checkup or help managing a chronic condition, there's a Pomeranian provider nearby. Visit PomeranianHospital.org to get in, get seen, and get the care you deserve. Pomeranian Hospital, caring for our community's health.
At Home Siding Contractors, our mission is to give homeowners a quality product, whether it's our vinyl siding or our energy-efficient replacement windows and doors. Home Siding Contractors is ready to turn your home into one of your biggest energy-saving assets. You'll notice the difference as your home will stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Call 888-725-6619 for a in-home estimate or find all of our products at homesiding.com.
Home Siding Contractors, Home Siding, Home Siding Contractors.
First quarter numbers courtesy of Troy Fritz. Highland 1 of 5 from downtown. Sandy Valley did not attempt a three-pointer. Hawks 4 of 9 from two-point land, 3 of 4 from Sandy Valley. Highland 5 of 5 from the charity stripe. Sandy Valley 2 of 2, and I think that's the first time all season I've seen teams combine to be perfect from the charity stripe, unlike the girls game we saw the other night where I think only 3 free throws were made in the entire game. 6 rebounds by Sandy Valley, 3 by the Hawks, 6 turnovers by Sandy Valley. Dubner has the ball across the timeline, finds Fetty on that far side and looks to reset. Fetty dribbles, working one-on-one here against Miller, picks up his dribble, throws it to Stenger on the far side, who's able to pull it in. Lobbing it inside for Long, he's working against Mishler, throws it up, no good. Mishler gets the rebound. He'll give it up. Driving in now here is Yoder, and he will be fouled, and that was a hard hit by Stenger there. Not intentional by any stretch of imagination. And part of me, it's going to be Long that gets the foul. But I thought it was Stenger that got him up high on the head.
Boy, Caleb, yeah, we thought he got decapitated going down the lane there.
At the line here is Caleb Yoder. He'll be shooting two. First attempt is up, back iron, front iron, no good. And as soon as I say that's the first time teams have been...
The announcer's jinx.
I'm sorry. I apologize, Mr. Yoder, on that one.
That happens
one's on
every
me.
Time.
Second attempt.
There you go.
Went halfway down, came out, and then went back down. Makes it 17-8, Hawks in front. Stenger across the timeline, working one-on-one against Reagan Shetler. Pass across the court, taken away. Here's Schrock, heading it to the near side for Mischler. Mischler drives in, gives it back to Schrock, near side Miller. Miller driving in, onto the left block, dishes it underneath. And holy cow, Shetler in the right place at the right time.
Alex Miller.
Oh, that's a great dish there. You fake going to the hoop and you get it to your big guy underneath. And it's an 11-point game, 19-8, Hawks leading. Double team up top. That one's going to be poked away again by Miller. Almost lost it as he's trying to come down with it. Schrock going to look to go coast to coast. Dishes it underneath for Yoder. Off the glass, no good. Give Long the rebound. 6.5 to play here, quarter number two. Dubner going to be trapped in that corner this time. Gets rid of it to Stenger, and it'll bring a timeout from Sandy Valley. With 6.5 to play here, quarter number two. We'll take it with him. Be back on WKLM.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Six and a half to play here, quarter number two, 19-8 the lead for the Hawks. And Troy, we just set off air. This speed is just in another gear for the Hawks tonight.
Listen, when you look at Alex Miller and Ashton Schrock, you're not going to find a quicker 1-2 guard combination in the state of Ohio. I don't care where you look.
Ball is inbounded to Dubner, who's working against Schrock as he crosses the timeline. Ball's poked away, and Schrock will have it. Schrock, underhanded pass to Yoder, who puts it up, no good. Rebound is going to be brought in by Zerger. His putback is no good. Rebound poked up again. Overly has it. He's got an odd man rush the other way, but he'll stop and circle the wagons for reinforcements. Back up top for Dubner. Dubner dribbles to the near side, now picks up his dribble. Long pass to Stenger, and he overshot him, and it's out of bounds on the far side. That's turnover number 11 by Sandy Valley tonight.
Threw that one right into the front row to the guy in green. He don't want to play.
Hawks basketball. Schrock has it across the timeline, surveys the court. Schrock going to give it up near side here for Caleb Yoder. Inside, Zerger turns around on it, puts it up, give him two more.
Boy, he's got an Abdul-Jabbar-style sky hook with that left hand. That's pretty.
5.5 to play here. You know, you might be the first one to
tell him my age there, buddy.
Yeah, there's a few others I would think of on Skyhook, but I mean, I'm not going to fault you on Kareem Abdul-Jabbar on that one.
Yeah, that's a great right there.
Stenger up top, five counts going. He's going to drive on the far side, spin move against Zerger. He has his shot blocked from behind there by Mischler. Gets his ball back. Puts it up, and he'll be fouled. He'll go shoot two.
You know, that's what Highland does so well, though, on the help defense, and that was Caleb Mischler right there getting that block. Good athletic play.
And I believe they're going to get Mischler on that one. It'll be his first team's first of the quarter.
Yeah, he got it after the block.
First attempt is up and good there. Stenger has his first points of the second quarter.
Yeah, worth noting, that was a great spin move under there by Stenger to get to the basket.
Second attempt is up, and he's 2-for-2 on that trip. First 2 points of the quarter for Sandy Valley. It's a 21-10 lead. Quickly to Mischler on the right wing. Nothing but net. He's got his second triple of the night.
They just love to see him getting on track with his shot.
Overly in the backcourt. Lost his dribble. Still can't grab it. And now he's just going to lose it underneath the basket, putting it up for two more. Is Yoder his first field goal of the night? Fetty in with it in the backcourt, near side, in front of his bench. Strong pass, somehow Overly pulls it down. He's got a 4-on-2 the other way. Missing the shot is Dubner. Rebound brought in by Zerger. Quickly going the other way are the Hawks. Here's a shot in the corner, and there's a good three from Caleb Yoder, who on my stat sheet is going 1-2-3 tonight for 6 points.
Right down the row, looking good.
Here's Stenger across the timeline working against Schrock. Schrock took some contact up high, but they were going to call Stenger out of bounds before the contact was made.
Sandy Valley getting a little frustrated with this Highland defense, and I can't blame them. My goodness, they're just all over you.
It's a 29-10 lead. We'll have to keep an eye on that Stenger and Schrock battle because it's been a fun one so far.
Getting a little chippy.
Schrock across the timeline, left wing side. Mishler for three off the mark. Rebound going to be brought in that time by Declan Stenger, who's back in the ball game. Ball's going to be lost off a foot there, and it's back to Miller. Miller kicks it underneath. Mishler going to put it up off the glass. No good. Rebound brought in again by Declan Stenger. He'll bring it across the timeline to the right side. Going to give it back up top now for Thornstenger. And the four corners making their way out here for Sandy Valley, at least for a moment. Stenger going to drive in down to the corner. Going to go back up top. Ball is loose. Schrock takes it away. And here comes Mishler. Mishler, lob pass underneath. Back underneath on the 1-2 as Yoder gives it back to Mishler for two.
Down there having a little bit of fun right now, they are.
3:24 to play as we cross the timeline once again with Fetty driving through contact. He'll be called for the charge.
Well, Highland's not doing anything wrong here right now. My goodness, playing great basketball.
That's his first team, or for his second team's first of the quarter. Well, stay tuned tonight following the game for High School Scoreboard on WKLM, brought to you by Rhodey's IGA. Michael Hamm will be reporting on all the scores around the area all the way till midnight. It's a 21-point lead for the Hawks, 31-10. I love it when they make math easy for me like that. With 3:10 to play here, quarter number two, Zerger has the ball on the right wing. Thinking about driving in. A few dribbles into the lane. Hook shot, no good. Rebound brought in there by Long. He'll give it up to Dubner. Dubner working one-on-one across the timeline. Working on the left wing side. Goes away from his screen in the corner. Here's Thornstenger for three. Air ball going to be brought in on the rebound by Henry Schlabel. He'll lose the ball out of bounds. Valier. It's a turnover. The ball ended up down on the other end of the court. So it's a Hawks turnover either way there. I didn't see a foul call.
Which is just their first one of the ball game.
They look to inbound this one. Here's, now we'll have another 5-second call. Declan Stenger unable to get it in. And that is the 17th turnover on Sandy Valley.
Yeah, they just make it impossible for you to get the ball inbound, to let alone settle into any kind of an offensive rhythm.
Here's Christian Mullett going to give it up left wing side now for Billy. Back to Mullett. He wants to drive right side. Kicks it into the corner. Schlabel for three. Got it.
Got him a good look.
34-10, the Highland student section loving that one from Schlabel. 2:22 to play here, quarter number two, 34-10, the Highland lead. Baseball pass to Stenger underneath, puts it up, no good on the attempt from Declan Stenger. Rebound brought in by C.J. Yoder. Yoder's pass across the timeline to Christian Mullett. Down in the corner, here's Schlabel for three again, no good. Rebound brought in by Long. Long going to go coast to coast here. Resets on the left wing. Big man thought about a three. Now takes a long three. Rims out. Rebound brought in by Zerger. He'll give it up to Schlabel. Driving the other lane. Kicks it underneath once again. Putting it off the glass. No, he just puts it through the hoop for two. That's Grant Billy. 36-10. Highland leads. Somehow Declan Stenger gets that pass. He'll get it off the glass. Give him two.
The pace has picked up here a little bit.
First field goal of the second quarter for Sandy Valley. Underneath is, once again, Zerger. He's got another two. He's up to 15 on the game.
That's what I got, too. How about that?
120 to play, quarter number one. Fenny going to get rid of it to Stenger on the far side. Stenger working one-on-one with Zerger. Now picks up his dribble, gets through the trap, finds Fetty up top. Fetty, bounce pass inside, taken away there. Great hands by Mullet, got it right into the hands of Zerger. Now on the other side, here's Billy off the glass, no good, but a foul. He'll shoot two as I believe Branson Long picks up his second.
You know, what Highland does to you, when they get you into a tempo, it's hard to get out of it. Right now, Highland's just going up and down the floor at their pace.
I'm out of breath.
Oh, my goodness.
So that foul does go against Long. At the line shooting two, here's Grant Billy. First attempt is up and good. Give a gift of value that will be used and appreciated this Christmas. Starbright Express Car Wash gift cards and Southside Quick Lube gift certificates provide perfect stocking stuffers that everyone can use. Southside Quick Lube and Starbright Express Car Wash, located on State Route 83 South in Millersburg. With all the salts on the road, your family will really appreciate those car wash gift cards. We had a missed free throw, but we have another lane violation. That'll give the Hawks an extra free throw this time.
Yeah, Thorne Stenger stepped in there a little bit early.
It's been years since I've seen a lane violation called in a game. We've had two tonight as he makes the second one. 62 seconds to play here in the quarter. They get it in once again to Fetty. Fetty working one-on-one here with Billy. Under a minute to play here, quarter number two. Fetty working one-on-one still on the left wing side now, trying to find someone to get open, but this Hawks man defense is suffocating. And now taking it to the bucket himself is Dubner. He'll be fouled. And he'll go to the line and shoot a pair as Andrew Bune picks up his first personal. Team's fifth.
With Bune in the ballgame now, that's 11 Hawk players in the lineup tonight.
And seven of them have found their way into the scorebook.
Yes, exactly.
Dubner shoots and makes the front end. Five points for Dubner so far. It's a 40-13 lead. Dubner gets the ball for his second attempt. Puts it up, and he'll make them both. 40-14, the lead for Highland. Ball inbounded again in the backcourt for Christian Mullet. He's across the timeline looking to drive on that left side. Resets, comes back to Schlabel. He'll go back left wing side now for Billy. Billy going to get called for a walk. 38.2 seconds to play.
Kind of glided into that pass. I'm not sure that was a walk, but the official said so.
He had a better view than we did. He was right there.
Yes, he was.
So 38 seconds to play. Ball inbounded in the backcourt to Declan Stenger. Been impressed with this young man so far.
Played well for Sandy Valley tonight.
Picks up his dribble, needs some help. He'll give it up to Dubner. Dubner holds the ball, working one-on-one right now with Yoder. Top of the key with 20 seconds to play in the quarter. Kicks a right wing side, this time to Thorne Stenger. Stenger wants to drive in, down to the baseline, gets it underneath to Dubner, who will put it in for two.
That was a great dish right now to Dubner.
5 seconds to play. Across the timeline is Mullet going to give it up. Schlabel, 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Jumper in the lane, no good. I don't think there was ever actually a rebound there. Just kind of got knocked back into the rim, and you can give a rebound at the end of that play to Zerger. 40-16, the lead for the Highland Hawks at the half. We'll take a timeout and come back with halftime numbers next on WKLM.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit csb1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
At Holmes Lane Electric Cooperative, they are committed to safe and reliable energy every day. Did you know that when their power blinks, most likely this means their equipment is working properly? If an animal, like a squirrel or a tree branch, makes contact with their electric infrastructure, their programmed equipment will allow a fault or a blink. The blink gives a moment for the item to fall away from their power lines and prevents major damage to their equipment and prolonged outage. So remember, the next time you have a blink,
it's a good thing. Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative, committed to their members in our community.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester, or online at HummelGRP.com.
Give the gift this holiday season that provides peace of mind, protection, and security for your home and loved ones from extended power failures by installing Generac automatic home standby generator. Whether it's for your home, your parents, or your children, contact Millersburg Electric today for a free in-home assessment to identify the right Generac generator for your backup power needs. Power you control with peace of mind to combat possible winter storms from Millersburg Electric and Generac. Call today or visit MillersburgElectric.com.
At Beachy's, we're about keeping you safe and on the road. We believe in building lasting relationships through a trustworthy service. Our team cares about delivering quality every time. We offer auto, diesel, heavy-duty, and tire services. Our Winesburg location is open 7 a.m. to midnight, located at 2653 U.S. 62. Call Winesburg at 330-359-5421. Our Berlin location is open 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., located at 5979 County Road 201. Call Berlin at 330-674-6970. Explore our full range of services and easily schedule your next appointment at beachies.com.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee power tools, Wright tools, grade 5, grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Halftime lead for the Hawks is 40-16 here at the Reese Center. Jake Seidel, Troy Fritz with you to wrap up the first half. Highland up 16-8 after one quarter of play. They outscored the Cardinals 24-8 the second frame to take that 40-16 lead. Leading the way for Sandy Valley is Caleb Dubner with 8 points. Dubner so far tonight shooting 1 of 3 from the floor, but he's 4 of 4 from the charity stripe. 4 points from Thorne Stinger, 1 of 2 from the floor, 2 of 2 from the stripe. 2 points then from Natch Overly and 2 points from Declan Stinger. On the other side for the Hawks, leading the way with 15 points is Ryan Zerger. Zerger having himself a night. He is 5 of 8 from the floor and 5 of 5 from the charity stripe. After that, the next talk is Caleb Mishler. Mishler on the evening is 2 of 5 from downtown, 1 of 2 from two-point land. 6 points from Caleb Yoder Knight, 1 of 1 from downtown, 1 of 2 from two-point land, 1 of 2 from the charity stripe. 4 points then from Grant Billy, 3 from Henry Schlabel, and 2 each from Alex Miller and Reagan Shetler got us to our first half total of 40. Now with the first half team numbers, here's Troy Fritz.
Thank you very much, Jake. For Highland in that first half, they would go 4 of 9 from behind the arc for 44%. Sandy Valley just 0 of 1. Highland 10 of 21 from two-point range. That's good for 47%. Sandy Valley has got 10 shots off. Made 5 for 50%. Free throw line, both teams red hot. Highland 8 of 9, 88%. Sandy Valley a perfect 6 of 6 for 100%. Slight rebounding advantage goes to Sandy Valley. They grab 12 rebounds to Highland's 10. Here's your big number, 18 turnovers by Sandy Valley, just 2 for Highland in that first half.
Rebounding leaders in this game, Ryan Zerger has 5 for Highland, 5 for Branson Long. After that, they're pretty much all spread out. C.J. Yoder has 1, Miller has 1, Schlabel has 1, and Mishler has 1. Natch Overly with 2, Fetty has 1, Thorne Stinger has 1, and Declan Stinger has 2 tonight. And Zerger, 5 rebounds away from a double-double, and
he's looked good so far tonight.
Well, he's looked beyond good. I mean, he just is so impressive for a sophomore out there. Moves very fluently with and without the basketball. And I talk about how he's defending in the open court. He's a great defender out there, too. This kid's a complete package.
On the other side, I think we've seen a lot of Thornstenger handling the ball, and he's looked good. But Declan Stenger, who came in late or about halfway through that first quarter, he's had some moves, too. He's been able to get the ball into places it needs to be.
Well, he has. He's played strong for them and come in and grabbed a couple quick rebounds. He kind of gave them a bit of muscle that they needed coming in there. So Stenger having a good game. Branson Long grabbing five rebounds for them. He's done his job on the board. Scoring's just been hard to come by against a smothering Highland defense.
40-16, the lead for the Hawks. We'll be back with the second half next on WKLM.
Roman and Byler in Millersburg is a local certified public accounting firm qualified to meet your business and personal financial needs. When it comes to managing your company and investments, it is important to have a professional advisor who can handle a variety of services for you. We can assist you in developing and attaining your business and financial goals and objectives. Please come see us at 161 North Washington Street, right next to the Kilbuck Savings Bank North Branch, or give us a call at 330-674-8222.
When you're thinking of the right accessories to add to your home, think Copper Creek Hardware Products at MRV Siding Supply. With Copper Creek Hardware, you won't find better quality at twice the price. In fact, you'll get great value for builder-grade door hardware. Plus, all Copper Creek Hardware is backed with a lifetime mechanical warranty and a 5-year warranty on all finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRV Siding Supply.
Since 1975, Kaufman Realty and Auctions has been an industry pioneer in real estate at auction. This is Anthony Kaufman. Some companies come and go, and some experience ownership changes, but Dave Kaufman has owned and overseen every aspect of his company. During that time, Kaufman Realty and Auctions has grown and expanded to meet increasing customer needs while always staying on the cutting edge of technology and giving back to the community. Rooted in tradition, growing through innovation, we are Kaufman Realty and Auctions in Millersburg, Sugar Creek, New Philadelphia, Cambridge, and at KaufmanRealty.com.
This Christmas Eve, celebrate the birth of our Savior with Northside Church. Bring the whole family to their 6 p.m. candlelight service this year at the Harvest Ridge Fairgrounds Expo Center. Expect joyful music, a message of hope, and an unforgettable Christmas experience. That's Northside Church, Christmas Eve at 6 p.m. at Harvest Ridge Fairgrounds. Don't miss it.
Why is Santa wearing waders?
Because he's shopping the Santa Seafood Sale at Rudy's IGA.
Happening now through December 28th, 16-ounce garlic butter mussels, just $2.98.
Plus 20 to 30-count sea scallops for $16.48. That's scalloptastic.
How about 9-count Matlaw stuffed clams for $7.98?
Or Boom Boom or Royal Asia coconut shrimp, 16 ounces for $7.98.
Feeling adventurous? 2-pound box of frog legs, $18.98.
And 10-ounce breaded clam strips, only $4.98. Merry Christmas from Rody's IGA.
As the cold weather is coming, rodents are looking for a warm place to nest. Hi, this is Jesse McClure with Holmes Pest Control. Right now is a good time to protect your home from these tiny pests by having a rodent control service done at your home, office, or storage area. We have the solution to help keep those pests out. Holmes Pest Control, where quality service still counts. Call us at 330-674-9094. Thank you.
Your home is where life happens. At Keim, we believe every room tells a story, and it's time to make yours unforgettable. If you've been thinking about a remodel or making updates to your home, we're here to help turn your vision into reality. Keim Home Center has everything you need to update your spaces, and our experts are here to help you every step of the way. Visit our home center in Charm, Ohio. Your dream home is closer than you think. It's your home, reimagined.
Getting set for the second half here, 40-16, the lead for Highland. Jake Seidel, Troy Fritz with you. Michael Hammond's back at the ranch. Happy to have you with us on this chilly Friday night here in Holmes County. It's going to be warm again this weekend.
Chilly, it's cold. It's not chilly, it's cold.
Well, I'm going to say when the 40 starts to feel like 60 does in the spring, I'm going to say it's chilly.
Oh, it's Ohio, friends. We got to love it.
Yesterday was beautiful, though.
Wasn't it, though?
I was up by Cuyahoga Valley, and I thought about stopping and taking a hike at the park for a little bit.
And why didn't you?
Because I had Christmas shopping to
do. There you go.
Underway here in the second half. Schrock's across the timeline, looking to move on to the right wing side. Gets the pass off to Miller. Back up top to Schrock. Going on back left wing side to Mischler, who's got a couple threes today. Mischler kicks it back right wing side to Miller, and we'll find Yoder once again. Top of the key, Miller. Mischler now on the left wing side. Dribbles back up top. Goes to Caleb Yoder on the far side. Yoder dribbles up, finds Miller again on that far side. Alex Miller drives in, kicks it to the near side. Mischler with a corner three off the mark and over top of the basket. I think that's the second time he's had one of those tonight.
It is.
It'll count as a team rebound for Sandy Valley. It was 7:28 to play here, quarter number three. Highland leading 40-16. Bring it across the timeline. Here is Liam Fetty. He'll lose the basketball. Schrock going to find Zerger. Zerger's going to slam it home.
Been waiting on that.
Clear the runway, Mr. Zerger.
Woo. Elevated.
Across the timeline, back to the near side for Dumer. Dumer had his pocket picked. He'll lose the ball out of bounds, but it's last touch by the Hawks. And, folks, you're going to have a fun little picture of that on the WKLM Facebook page later, courtesy of Phoenix Price.
Right on the trigger with that camera, wasn't she?
Yes, she was.
She does pay attention to you once in a while, buddy.
We have the ball inbounded from Long to Fetty in the backcourt. He'll cross the timeline. Now a foul away from the basketball.
Well, there's nothing that'll raise the energy in a gym like a slam dunk, is there? That's a charge.
They're going to call, I think it's an illegal screen on Branson Long. That'll be his third.
Player control.
So that's the 20th turnover by Sandy Valley. As Miller will bring this one across the timeline, Hawks getting closer to a running clock. Here's a three ball on the way. No good on the attempt that time from Yoder. Dubner with the board. He'll give it to Fetty across the timeline. Fetty on the left wing side working against Miller. Picks up his dribble. Has the ball poked loose. And it'll be saved by Schrock. Trying to get it to Zerger, but Stenger able to save it somehow. Gets it back into Dubner. Schrock, I think if he lets that one go out, that's Hawks basketball.
Yeah,
but I'm
he
not
wasn't sure.
I wasn't sure if there was a tip there or not either, Troy, but better to be safe than sorry.
Yep.
Here's Overly up top. You're going to drive in on the right side against Schrock. Bounce pass back to Stenger on the right wing. Stenger creating contact with Zerger, going to give it back up top for Fetty. Fetty one-on-one here with Miller, wants to drive in. Almost lost the ball again, has to pick up his dribble. Gives it up to Dubner. Dubner driving in right wing side. I think he traveled there, but they're going to get the tie-up that'll keep the ball with Sandy Valley. He went up, came down, and then had the ball tied up.
Well, so what happened when he went up was Ryan Zerger standing right over top of him and just basically took it out of his hands.
He's got a little bit of a height advantage there. So lob this one in to Stenger. Stenger working one-on-one, going to reset against Zerger up top. Zerger out there to create the defense, and now an offensive foul. They're going to call the push-off on Zerger, and you could see them dialing that up from a mile away.
And I've talked about it tonight, but his defense in the open court continues to impress me. He doesn't just do it on the offensive end. He plays both ends of the floor.
I think Zerger saw something when he was defending against Stenger most of the time. He's getting close to those push-offs, and he can get him out in a place the officials are going to be looking. He's going to get a call.
You're right.
Here's Yoder driving in, but now an offensive foul, an illegal screen going to be called against Miller. His first, team's first of the half.
Yeah, good call. That official was right on that. That was the right call.
It was starting to get a little chippy near the end of the second quarter, so you wonder if this is maybe the officials trying to put a lid on things.
Yeah, keep it tight here. This Highland defense, it'll aggravate any team.
Fetty in the backcourt working one-on-one with Miller. Fetty across the timeline, almost went over and back, gets it on the near side. Here's Dubner driving in through a triple team. He is denied by Zerger. Miller with the board. Underneath, putting it up. No good on the first attempt. Schrock's putback is good after the miss by Yoder. Or pardon me, Mischler. It's a 44-16 lead. Dubner gets it across for Stenger. Stenger drives in, now steps back, head faked, working against Zerger once again. Stenger
Looking one-on-one. Gets it into the corner. Here's a three ball on the way. Missed everything. So you can give the rebound there to Caleb Yoder off the miss. And a foul the other way as Yoder tried to go coast-to-coast after the overly missed three. They're going to get Fetty on that. That's his third. And now the Cardinals getting a little bit of foul trouble.
Well, and that's what this Highland team's doing to you. They're just running you ragged. And like we said, Sandy Valley doesn't go as deep into their bench, so that foul trouble starting to mount up, as you just said.
Foul was on the floor. They'll get it inside. Here's Yoder going to put it up from the left side of the lane. No good. Rebound going to be brought in by Fetty. Fetty gives it up to Dubner. Stretch pass down low to Declan Stinger. He'll get it back out up top to Dubner. Inside to Long. It's poked away again by Miller. He's getting close to maybe 10 steals. He's going to put it high off the glass. No good. Rebounds being tipped around. And finally brought in there by Thorn Stinger. So he really just took it right out of the hands of Reagan Shetler. Dubner going to get rid of it to Stinger on the far side. Stinger double team. Shetler in the garden. He's double-teamed, tried to throw the ball off of a Hawk. It'll be taken away. Here's Mitchell trying to get underneath the Schrock, but too strong on the pass, and that will be...
Hey, Sandy Valley might have tipped that one, Jake. They did.
Oh, so Sandy Valley did tip that
one. I think that was Caleb Dubner. Just got his hand there.
As the ball is on the ground, Miller has to get it in quickly. Frying Schrock on the near side. Going to kick it back. Miller going to try a three in the corner. Going to rim out. Rebound brought in by Stinger. He's got to be getting close to 10 now, doesn't he, Troy?
He has got four rebounds on the night.
So across the timeline, Dubner has a screen from Long. Goes away from it down into the corner. Here's Fetty for three off the mark. Rebound brought in by Miller in the backcourt. Miller to the far side, cuts back in. He's going coast to coast, puts it up off the glass, give him two.
Well, that's almost not fair. I mean, he just blew by everybody.
And he went about 1.5 court lengths on that one from the near side all the way to the far side. They'll find Fetty again on the left wing side, resetting. Has his dribble, he's going to take it to the top of the key. Under 3 minutes to play here, quarter number three. Zap ball just going to be lost out of bounds, intended for Dubner. Don't forget to stay tuned after tonight's game for High School Scoreboard on WKLM, brought to you by Roadies IGA. Michael Hamm will be reporting on all the scores from around the area all the way until midnight. And it is a 30-point game. Hawks bring it across the timeline. They'll reset up top. Here's Schlaveall. He's got a triple tonight. Kicks it on the right wing side for Bune. Bune, bounce pass inside here to Shetler. Shetler turns, kicks left wing side, now drives in, puts it up, and we'll get two. That was, pardon me, Schlaveall. It was sent out to him, 48-16, the lead for Highland, 2:25 to play quarter number three. Stenger has it on the left wing side now, working one-on-one here with Shetler. Stenger drives in, trying to create space. If he's not careful, he's getting it called for another push-off here. I think you and I both saw that arm come out.
Absolutely.
And now a foul away from the basketball. They're going to get Schlaveall on a hold.
Well, last offensive possession for Highland. Henry Schlaveall did a great job finding his way into a nice little soft spot. He will knock down that running eight-footer. That's a nice shot.
2:05 to play. Now, I feel like we should have a running. It has to be 35, doesn't
35,
it?
35.
35. Stenger gets it inside to Fetty. Fetty going to put it up off the glass. No good. Rebound is tipped. Stenger comes down with it, trying to go right back to the hoop. And he'll go to the line and shoot two. I think he might have gotten away with a walk there. See, he went all the way around Shetler.
Yeah, he did. Then they're going to get Shetler on the foul there. Boy, Reagan Shetler doing a great job. He's bringing good energy off the bench. 6'3 senior forward, playing big.
Sandy Valley looking for their first point of the quarter. There it is. Are you thinking of remodeling or building a new home? Visit Bear Carpet 1 in Sugar Creek. They have a large selection of carpet, laminate, tile, vinyl, and hardwood flooring. Financing is available. Call Bear Carpet 1 today at 330-852-3890. Second attempt here for Stenger. And that one will rim out, but he gets his own board. Stenger going to be fouled on the floor this time. as they'll get Christian Mullet on his first, team's fourth of the quarter.
Thornstinger grabbing his fifth rebound of the night.
Fetty looking to inbound this one. Lobs it inside. It'll be taken away. Near side. Here comes Mullet. He's going to lay it high off the glass. Give him two more. There's his first two of the night, I should say. 50-17, the lead for the Hawks. Far side, here's Fetty. Working one-on-one against Schlabel. Fetty still dribbling. Schlabel's all over him, five count. I thought we were getting close there.
Great defense on the perimeter by Henry Schlabel. Just got a body in front of him, kept his feet moving. That was textbook defense.
26 Sandy Valley turnovers now. Ball inbounded in the backcourt. Mullet across the timeline. 1:23 to play. It'll go left wing side for Billy. Going to reset back up top. Right wing side for Schlabel. Now here's Shetler up top. Makes a handoff. Goes left wing side. Here's a three on the way. Nothing but net there. Andrew Bune.
Great ball movement by the Highland team.
Now a whole bunch of Hawks in the scorebook tonight. Under a minute to play here, quarter number three, 53-17 the lead. As long, he never held possession there. Let's see here, a foul going to be called against Highland. And we do have a running clock now.
Yeah, they got Shetler, didn't they?
Yep. Yeah, that's his second. Long at the line shooting two here.
Sandy Valley's had a good night from the line here thus far.
First attempt is up, front iron, backboard, and good. It's his first points of the night. Gets the ball for his second attempt, puts it up. This time, no good. Rebound brought in by Shetler with 13 seconds to play. Here's Schlabel driving in. Kicks it left wing side down into the corner. Now they'll reset. Left wing three on the way. Beauty got it again.
He's feeling it. Caught that in open space. Knocked it down.
6 points in the quarter. And the Sandy Valley Cardinals not going to be able to get a shot off before the end of the frame. 56-18, the lead for the Hawks. We'll be back on WKLM.
When you're thinking of an old-fashioned smokehouse flavor, think Sugar Valley Meats. They cure their own ham and bacon in the old-fashioned smokehouse uses hickory, apple, and sassafras. Processing, curing, and custom butchering are available, cut to your specifications. Stop in and see all the products that they offer. That's Sugar Valley Meats on Dutch Valley Drive in Sugar Creek. Turn left at the light, and Sugar Valley Meats is 1/4 mile on the right. Call today, 330-852-4423.
Wayne Holmes Health is now part of the Premier Pharmacy family, giving us even more ways to serve you. This is Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacy, and I'm pleased to announce our acquisition of Wayne Holmes Health in Worcester, allowing us to offer a full line of home medical equipment, including hospital beds, lift chairs, scooters, and more. We also offer home modifications, including stair lift and ramp installation. Rental and delivery are both available. Stop in and see the new display at our Berlin location, now located inside of German Village Shopping Center, or visit us in Worcester at 720 Winkler Drive to see our full line of medical and home modification equipment.
56-18, the lead for the Hawks. Jake Seinel, Troy Fritz with you. Michael Hammonds back at WKLM Sports Central. Ball's going to be inbounded to Mullet in the backcourt. Looks like the starting fives night's going to be done for the Hawks. Here's Christian Mullet. Going to get it back up top for Schlabel. Now left wing side for Bune. Bune wants to drive in, dealing with some pressure. Going to kick it back out up top. It'll move around the horn. Schlabel on the right wing. Thought about a deep three. Drives through, and he'll lay it in for two.
Yeah, good quickness to the basket by Henry.
He's up to 7 points now. 58-18 the lead. A 40-point lead for the Hawks. Here's Dubner. Has a screen, goes away from it, almost lost the ball. Now it is poked away by Schlabel. He's going to move it forward, driving to the hoop, down turning, getting away with the walk there maybe a little bit was Carson Weaver as they'll reset for a Grant Billy three. No good. Long will bring in the rebound for the Cardinals and give it up to Dubner. Dubner's across the timeline. Gets a screen again from Long, drives in, kicks it down into the corner for Declan Stenger. And there will be a foul called underneath against the Hawks. I think they're going to get Christian Mullet on his second. TMK Farm Services offers a large variety of quality feed for your farm animals, household pets, and exotic animals, including being a dealer for Kallenbach and Purina Mills. Organic feeds, animal supplies, and water softener pellets. As Long misses a shot there, rebound brought in by the Hawks. Ice melts and so much more. TMK Farm Services, with locations in Sugar Creek, Berlin, New Bedford, and their organic facility in Holmesville. Hawks have the ball blocked out of bounds on their end of the court. It'll stay with Highland as Schlabaugh looks inbound this one. And before the ball was given to Schlabaugh, a substitution is going to be made. Long checks out for Natch Overly.
This Sandy Valley team is tired.
There's three players on the Sandy Valley bench we haven't seen yet. Three ball on the way near side. No good off the attempt from Weaver. Rebound. We'll say that was Fetty brought that one in because Dubner just had to get rid of it to him.
I would agree.
Dubner across the timeline. So there's three players on that Cardinals bench we haven't seen yet. Lobbed inside too high for Declan Stenger. That'll be Highland basketball. That's Kyrie Torrance, Hunter Abel, and someone who's wearing number 20, and I don't have a number 20 on my roster.
Over here either. We'll try and find that one.
Here's Schlabaugh going to kick it down into the corner and reset. Back up top now. Schlabaugh gets it in the corner again, puts up a three. He's got his second triple of the night. He scored in every quarter but the first.
Yeah, good looking stroke there by Henry.
Under five to play. 61-18 the lead for Highland. Tripping up that time is, I guess he'll say he was fouled there. I thought Dubner just kind of tripped over his own foot, but official must have saw something I didn't.
Yeah, somebody on the perimeter, Roman Kachuk, got him.
Roman Kachuk, of course, had a great year on the soccer pitch for the Hawks this past season.
Heard that name a lot.
Down into the corner, here's Fetty going to give it back up top for Ross. Shot blocked underneath, as we have seen Torrance check in. He had the shot blocked on the other side, underneath, trying to jump through a triple team and being fouled. That's Luke Boddicker. Yeah, Luke had a good soccer season.
Well, Luke just checked into the ballgame, and Blake Stutzman checked in for Highland here. That means they've got every player on their bench into this contest now.
Grayson Ross picks up the foul. Boddicker puts the front end up and got it. ...62-18, 3:41 to play here in quarter number four. Highland going to pick up their third victory of the season as Boddicker misses the next one. Overly gets the rebound. Across the timeline, driving to the near side. Kick down to the corner. Here's a three on the way from Ross. No good. Rebound is finally brought in. We'll call that by Weaver, and he'll be fouled by, I believe that's Declan Stenger, who'll pick up his first.
Yeah, Carson Weaver getting in there, a muscle around. He can muscle around. That young man's pretty well put together down there.
I'm wondering if that number 20 is Gino Tozzi.
Well, that's a name we have not heard. I'm going to probably concur with that.
He hasn't checked into the ball game. He's on the bench, but there is no number two on the floor or on the bench for Sandy Valley. Driving in here, Stenger throws up a hook shot. No good. I'll correct myself. I was looking at the wrong number 24 there. That was Carson Weaver. He threw up a hook shot that was missed, but he'll go to the line and shoot two as Overly picks up his second. First attempt is up and no good. Well, folks, don't forget to tune in tomorrow. We've got two games for you. We got West Holmes and Loudonville. That's a boys game tomorrow, or is that the girls
game? That's a girls game. I'll be there with Matt for that one.
That's a girls game. I've got the Wayndale Triway boys game tomorrow evenings. Second shot is missed. Give that rebound to Torrance.
Kyrie Torrance.
2 minutes to go in this one. Here's Overly. Going to get the bounce pass to Abel up top. Abel puts it on the floor. Driving through. Lost the basketball. It's on the ground. trying to hold on to it was Luke Boddicker. I think we're going to have a tie-up, but it's to keep the ball with the Cardinals. Well, stay tuned following tonight's ball game for High School Scoreboard on WKLM, brought to you by, Rhodey's IGA. Michael Hammond will be reporting on all the scores from around the area all the way till midnight. 90 seconds to go in this one. Ball lobbed in up top. Now here's Overly on the right wing. Fakes a three. Now bounce pass into the corner. Driving through there is Ross. He'll be fouled. Kid that foul to Blake Stutzman.
Playing some stout defense on the baseline was Blake. Not wanting to give him anything.
His first, team's third of the quarter. Overly will get the basketball. Surveys the court and gets it in. They'll kick it back out. Thought about a three. Working one-on-one. Kicks it back out. Here's Ross for three. He got it.
Nice shot.
It's the first three-point bucket of the evening for Sandy Valley. So we're under a minute to play and under 45 seconds to play now here at the Reese Center. I'll give the handoff here to Kachuk. He drives in, misses a shot. Rebound is going to be out of bounds off the Cardinals. That was Blake Stutzman getting in there trying to get the rebound.
Now these young players are out there fighting just as hard out there, Jake.
25 seconds to play now in the corner. Pass to the near side. Here's Boddicker going to get it inside to Stutzman. He's on the left block. Stutzman gives out to Kachuk underneath. He puts it up, gets him two.
Great ball move. Boy, they share the ball so well.
10 seconds to play. Here's Overly driving through. Now 5 seconds, he'll lose the basketball, and that's going to do it, folks. Final score, 64-21. Actually, the Hawks lost the basketball there, but no shot able to get off as Highland gets victory, 64-21. We'll take a timeout and come back and wrap her up next here on WKLM.
At Promotion Therapy Services, customer service and specialized treatment options are what set us apart. We work hard for our patients day in and day out. Our team of physical and occupational therapists are conveniently located for you in the heart of Millersburg. Can't come to us? We'll come to you with our team of therapists who specialize in home health services. We make it easy to receive physical therapy, emphasizing a close relationship with your physician as well as helping you navigate the insurance process. Our team is excited to begin offering new services such as dry needling, sports-focused rehab, foot orthosis consultations, and taping. With questions, call us 330-600-0844 or visit us online at promotion-therapy.com. We look forward to promoting a better you and would like to wish all winter sports a safe and healthy season.
At First Federal Community Bank, investing in our community isn't just a slogan. It's how we do business each and every day. I'm Matt Miller, president of First Federal, and our goal is to empower your financial well-being and build a lasting relationship with you, your family, and your business. We're here to assist you every step of the way, from checking and savings accounts to mortgages and commercial loans. First Federal Community Bank, serving your banking needs in Sugar Creek, Berlin, and Mount Hope. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
If you can see your breath, it's time for winter tires. Bridgestone Blizzak and Firestone winter tires are specially designed to give you better grip and more control in winter's worst weather conditions. So don't let the cold, hard pavement, slush, snow, or ice keep you from where you need to go. Drive with confidence this winter with innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone winter tires for your car, truck, SUV, or minivan. Available at Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39 east of Millersburg.
Melway Paving Company is a well-known asphalt paving contractor for homes and surrounding counties since 1964, specializing in asphalt paving, chip and seal, and seal coating. For your next paving project, call Melway Paving at 330-279-9000. Melway Paving is a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
MEB Systems, a name that has been around since 1977, and is the area's flat roof specialist. Their mission statement is, serve our team, customers, and community by offering exceptional and innovative flat roofing services, all for the glory of God. MEB Systems has the experience to handle anything from scheduled maintenance to roofing multi-acre facilities, protecting valuable equipment and merchandise. Call MEB Systems, your flat roof specialist, at 330-852-4333, or visit them online at MEBSystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all local athletes the best success this year.
Biker Sand and Gravel, serving the Central Ohio area of Wayne and Holmes County since 1935. They are a name and business you can trust. Their products and services include ready-mix concrete, excavating, limestone, sand and gravel, and hauling services. They are locally owned and operated, insured and bonded, and most importantly, ready to serve you. For more information, call 330-674-0038.
At Pomerine Hospital, you're not just a number, you're their neighbor. From family care and women's health to more than 1,400 surgeries they perform each year, Pomerine brings reliable local health care to patients across Holmes, Tus Ross, Coshocton, and Ashland counties. Whether it's a routine checkup or help manage any chronic condition, there's a Pomerine provider nearby. Visit PomerineHospital.org to get in, get seen, and get the care you deserve. Pomerine Hospital, caring for our community's health.
At Mack Oil Field Service, they offer specialized trucking, water hauling, dirt work, and general oil field service in New York, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio. They have the equipment and manpower to tackle any task handed to them. The future lies in the hands of our youth, and Mack Oil Field Service is proud to support them. Call Mack Oil Field Service for all your oil field needs at 330-674-7371. That's 330-674-7371.
64-21, the final in favor of the Highland Hawks. Highland never trailed in this ball game. They led 16-8 after one quarter of play, outscored the Cardinals 24-8 in the second frame, and led 40-16 at halftime. Outscored the Cardinals 16-2 in the third quarter to lead 56-18, and 8-3 in the fourth quarter to get the win by the final score of 64-21. Leading the way in this one for the Cardinals, Caleb Dubner. He finishes with 8 points. He did not score in the second half. Dubner, 1 of 3 from the floor, 4 of 4 from the charity stripe. 5 points from Thorne Stenger, who scored a free throw in the second or in the third quarter to add to that. And then 3 points from Grayson Ross. He had the only second half field goal for the Cardinals in this one. 2 each from Natch Overly and Declan Stenger, and 1 point from Branson Long. On the other side for the Hawks, they were paced by Ryan Zerger with 17 points. Zerger also had 5 rebounds. He was 6 of 9 from two-point land, 5 of 5 from the charity stripe. After that, a whole host of Hawks were right around behind him. Henry Schlabaugh will also finish with 10 tonight. Schlabaugh shot 2 of 4 from downtown and 2 of 4 from the charity stripe to finish with, or from two-point land, pardon me, to finish with 10 points. 8 points from Caleb Mishler, 6 each from Andrew Bune and Caleb Yoder, 4 from Grant Billy and Alex Miller, 2 from Ashton Schrock, Roman Kachuk, and Reagan Shetler. 1 point from Luke Boddicker got us to our final total of 64. Now the final team numbers. Here's Troy Fritz.
Thank you very much, Jake. 4 Highland tonight. It looks good. From the three-point range, they were 7 of 18 for 38%. Sandy Valley just 1 of 4 for 25%. Hawks 17 of 32 for 53% from the floor. Sandy Valley just 5 of 14. That's good for 35%. Good free throw through tonight for Sandy Valley. They was 8 of 10, good for 80%. Highland went 9 of 13 for 69%. Sandy Valley out-rebounded Highland 23-17. Sounds like an odd number here, but that's the way it worked out. Here's a big one. 30 turnovers on the night for Sandy Valley. Just 3 for Highland on the entire ball game.
Well, you talk about that rebounding number, Troy. When you're not missing a lot of shots, not a lot of opportunity for a rebound.
Yeah, and Highland was very, very efficient on the offensive end tonight.
So with the win, the Hawks improved to 3-2 on this season. They're 3-0 in the IVC South. Meanwhile, Sandy Valley drops to 1-6, 0-3 in the IVC South. Highland going to get a quick break here, and then they have Ridgewood at Ridgewood on the 23rd. Meanwhile, Sandy Valley going to be at hosting Indian Valley on the 23rd as well. So that gauntlet continues for the Cardinals. And Troy, it was Hawks from the whistle, from the opening tip tonight.
Well, it's depth, it's defense, and it's domination for Highland. I mean, when you can put all that on the floor, they've got the complete package here, and they can go 11 deep into the bench, play defense the way they do. You're going to win a lot of ball games, and they did tonight.
Well, Troy, always great to work with you.
My pleasure, my friend.
Don't forget to tune in tomorrow. We'll have West Holmes and Loudonville girls in the afternoon, Triway and Wayndale boys in the evening. And before we get out of here, one final time, thank yous going out to Troy for it's always great to work with you, as well as Michael Hammond back at WKLM Sports Central, and Phoenix Price, who's out there taking some pictures tonight.
Final score in this one, it was Highland 64, Sandy Valley 21. For Troy Fritz, Michael Hammond, and Phoenix Price, I'm Jake Seidel, signing off, reminding you to stay safe and healthy, and we'll see you tomorrow here on WKLM. Have a great night, everyone.
Listening. This has been a presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. WKLM Millersburg, your hometown sports connection. WKLM.